We haven't talked to him for a while. It's because the Packers exited the playoffs a little sooner than we would have liked, but it's a new season now. It is draft night tonight. Actually, it's not just draft night. It's draft weekend with round one tonight, a couple of rounds tomorrow, and then the final rounds on Saturday. Brian Caravu joins us from CheeseheadTV.com. Do you like this format, Brian, where it's in prime time right away? And then I used to like getting up at 10 a.m. on Saturday and just watching a whole day of drafting. But now you gotta really plan to watch this thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind that it's spread over 3 days, but it was always kind of nice when it started on a Saturday and you could sit around and they'd have the big party at Lambeau Field and all those kind of things. Kind of miss that, but it is nice, though, being spread over 3 days that you get all that attention on the NFL draft.
It does also kind of change team strategies, especially a team like the Packers. They're sitting at 26 tonight. You could, and I've seen some mock drafts where this may happen, but you could have a team that's not supposed to draft until tomorrow, or they have an early first-round pick and they want to get back into the first round because it is a day apart, and a lot can happen between tonight and then tomorrow. So you may see a team want to trade back into that first round. The Packers at 26, a very eligible team for that. Do you see the Packers making a move this year? Do you think they have their eye on at least one or a couple of people? What do you think the Packers are going to do tonight with this pick?
You know, it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they traded backwards. I think it would be a total surprise to see them jump up this year. But in terms of moving backwards, there's kind of this speculation, this thought that maybe there's some teams who maybe pass on a quarterback early. Some of the teams with some of the first draft choices, like the Eagles and the Bills, but maybe with their second rounder, they'll want to move up and get that quarterback. There's kind of this connection between Ryan Nassib and the Buffalo Bills because the head coach there, Doug Marrone, was his coach at Syracuse. And maybe the Eagles with Chip Kelly want to grab a mobile quarterback like E.J. Manuel to kind of run an Oregon-type offense. So there's kind of that feeling that maybe they'll move up into the late first round and get their quarterback, and the Packers could be a partner.
We'll see what happens tonight. Again, ESPN's got coverage. The NFL Network has coverage as well. I had a chance, actually, to talk to Mark Murphy this week. He came through the area, and the only thing he would really tell me is that they want to kind of lean towards bigger guys, whether it's on the offensive line, defensive line. Do you see somebody like that, a lineman this year? I know a lot of Packer fans are thinking the guys that they know. They've heard of Manti Te'o for whether it's good reasons or not. They know Monty Ball because of the Badgers. But do you see the – I mean, it's the Packers. It's Ted Thompson. I think they're going to draft somebody we've never heard of.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense that the Packers would go after linemen, especially defensive linemen, early. They've got five defensive linemen whose contracts are up after this season, and you know not all of them are going to be back in 2014, so they're going to want to get a little bit of youth there and get some guys who will be around for some time. So a couple names to keep an eye on would be UCLA defensive lineman Detone Jones and North Carolina defensive lineman Sylvester Williams. Those are kind of guys who are going to come off the board mid to late first round and kind of some options for the Packers. I think their biggest need is at safety, if you ask me. My prediction is they'll take LSU safety Eric Reed, but it's all just guesswork at this point.
Yeah, you see a lot of mock drafts. They're all different. So Eric Reed, though, is what Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com is saying. So when it's 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight, and Eric Reed is drafted, you guys already know who he is because Brian Caravu, of course, with his knowledge, telling us. I do know a lot of Packer fans. This happens every year. They want the Wisconsin guy. It would be a treat for them to see him in a Packer uniform. It happened with Mark Tauscher, but Packers have let a lot of Wisconsin guys go and not draft them. Is there any chance Packers do get Monte Ball? They do have a need for running back. I know a lot of people like the Lacy kid from Alabama. A lot of people, too, might just be resigned to the fact that the Packers running backs are who they're going to – they already got them. They're not going to go draft anybody. Where do you see Packers and running backs if you see a match this year in the draft?
Yeah, I think the Packers will address the running back position at some point during the draft. When exactly that happens, it's hard to tell. It'd be hard to see him do it in the first round, and I don't think Monte Ball is a first-round running back. He's, you know, I've said this in many other interviews. He's kind of a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. He can be the kind of guy who's your three-down running back. He can easily be on the field on first down as well as third down. He's got some good receiving skills, but he doesn't do anything outstandingly well that you kind of project him as this Pro Bowl type running back. But maybe he proves people wrong and does all right. I think he's probably a round two type of guy, maybe early round three. So that's where I see Monte Ball coming off the board.
My question for you, Brian, is, and be honest, how soon after, if the Packers draft Manti Te'o, are you A, ordering that jersey, or B, have you already ordered a personalized Monte Te'o Packer jersey from NFLShop.com?
Oh, I am not, but it's Manti Te'o. He is a polarizing figure, especially in light of the whole girlfriend saga that unfolded this past winter and spring, I suppose. But, he's an interesting football player as well. A lot of people will, you know, point to his national championship game against Alabama when Notre Dame got blown out of the water and be like, this is Manti Te'o. This was the guy everybody was hyping up, talking about, the Heisman Trophy finalist, and he didn't really look all that good. So I think Manti Te'o kind of in the same boat as Monte Ball, a guy who's going to come off the board round two, maybe round three.
We will recap what the Packers do, whether they trade or pick a guy, or maybe trade up. Who knows? This draft, not very predictable this year, so we'll find out. We'll talk to Brian Caribou on Friday at 8:25 tomorrow. And again, check out his work at CheeseheadTV.com.